Call the West Lafayette Village Council to order, please stand for the pledge of prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call.
Chaney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, we've all been presented with the minutes of the November 27th, 2023 regular council meeting prior to this meeting. So, unless there are any corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
Motion to approve November 27th, 2023 minutes.
Second.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Under correspondence, I don't have a whole lot, several Christmas cards. We received a letter from W. Quicksall dated December 1st, making us aware of a number of grant opportunities to the Ohio EPA, ODOT, and Ohio Water Development Authority, as well as the Appalachian Regional Commission. And that's all being passed on to the village administrator. Received a letter, just got it, but it's dated November 21st, 2023. Without reading the entire letter, as it has for several years, Columbia Gas of Ohio in 2023 is investing in infrastructure replacement programs that benefit both our customers and our community. As authorized by the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio, PUCO, in its opinion and order in case number 21-0637-GA-AIR, Columbia may recover certain infrastructure investments made in the previous calendar year. Columbia will soon make its annual filing with the PUCO to set rates for its infrastructure replacement program rider. In February, our application will request an increase of an estimated $28.7 million to be collected through the rider IRP beginning May of 2024. Columbia has noticed rider IRP rate will raise bills by approximately $1.38 per month for the SGS rate class. Columbia also has noticed a 6.23% surcharge for GS rate class and 12.38% surcharge for LGS rate class. Under its infrastructure replacement program, Columbia is replacing aged cast iron, wrought iron, unprotected coated steel, and bare steel distribution pipe, as well as hazardous customer service lines. Replacing our aged distribution main with modern pipe produces several benefits for our customers and our communities. It reduces leaks and enhances the safety of our system and means that we have to dig up street sidewalks and lawns less often. It also allows us to operate distribution systems at a higher pressure, which keeps water from infiltrating lines and disrupting service, and better supports economic development in older neighborhoods. It lowers our operating and maintenance costs, and these savings get passed on to our customers. It creates local construction jobs and increases local tax revenue. It relieves customers of repair bills in the hundreds of thousands of dollars if their customer service line develops a hazardous leak. Prior to 2008, these service lines were customer-owned equipment. The actual rider IRP is subject to PUCO approval. You are not required to take any action, but should you wish to review our pre-filing notice or any public documents, in this case, you may visit the PUC online docketing information system at www.pucoohio.gov and review the filings made for case number 23-1036-GA-RDR. And that covers that, so depending on the PUCO's movements, everyone could be looking for a rate increase.
Surprise, surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
I said surprise.
Yeah, really.
You know which streets they want to tear up this time?
They are done in the village.
I thought they did the whole village.
Maybe I've got a little bit on the north end yet.
Well, yeah, that's going to be a little bit.
But it's not scheduled.
Gotcha.
Okay, no citizens' comments that I've been all made aware of. We'll move into department reports. Fire, Chief Gold.
Good evening, everybody. Ready to make this quick? Looks like you got a full house and a full agenda. November, we had a total of 17 calls. Brings us to a year-to-date total of 176. We had a property loss of $10,000 last month. Brings us to $243,050 for the year. Calls in village, we had 2, Lafayette Township 7, Oxford 4, Linton 0, 2 in White Eyes, and 2 mutual aid calls out of the district. 121 firefighters responded for 75 hours. Training and other truck checks and other activities, we volunteered 209 hours last month. Payroll from November is $1,210. I have a young firefighter with me. I would like council's approval tonight, and we have to take off and be in Linton Township by 7:30. So this is Josh Fenton. He applied a couple months ago. We got his background check done. He was voted in by the association our last meeting. Lives over on 4th Street, and we would like council's approval to go ahead and put him on the department.
Entertain a motion to allow his participation in the fire department.
Did you say Fenton or Benton?
Fenton.
F with an F.
F.
Okay. Motion to approve the appointment of Josh Fenton to the fire department.
Second.
Mueller?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Power?
Yes.
That's it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Ladies. Good. First touch on the legislation that we have on the agenda tonight. Up for its third and final reading tonight is ordinance 2023-55, and that is for the dilapidated structures, and that just has some updated coding wording in that ordinance. Ordinance 2023-56, what we see is third and final reading tonight, and that is to establish the 2024 pay and benefit schedule for the village employees. Ordinance 2023-57, will receive its third and final reading, and that is to make the permanent appropriations for budget year 2024. Ordinance 2023-58, will receive its second reading tonight, and that is to establish the rules and regulations for the foot and traffic enforcement system in school zones. Resolution 2023-59 will receive its second reading. That is to authorize the mayor and the police chief to sign documents with blue light solutions for that foot and traffic enforcement system. And new on the agenda tonight is Resolution 2023-60, and that is to add funds. We need to add $7,000 into the general fund, and brought this up in the finance committee meeting tonight, but we had the furnace over in the police department that went bad. And in the process of that, right prior to that, we also purchased a couple of window air conditioners that they were going to put in. So once the furnace died, there was some research done, decisions that were made to just to put in the air conditioning unit and the furnace unit over in the police department. There were quotes that were received for that, and the lowest bid was Best Heating, and that it came in at $7,000. So we're going to be looking to get that installed within the next week. So we need $7,000 added to the general fund to cover that expense. And last on the list is Resolution 2023-61, and that is to need to move $2,900 from the admin department in the sewer fund to the collections department in the sewer fund to cover additional expenses that were incurred for clean out of the aeration basin and wastewater treatment plant. And other than that, we have the finance committee meeting tonight. I did present November's unpaid cash summary for approval and bills and passport for approval.
Okay, moving on, please, Chief Holder.
Good cold evening, everyone. You know, my furnace over there, so it's really cold. So monthly activity report for November 2023, we received handled 297 calls for service. 26 reports were taken, 0 felony arrests, 14 misdemeanor arrests, 0 juvenile arrests, 39 traffic stops, 3 traffic crashes, 1 OVI arrest, 2 warrants were served, 0 paper services, and total fuel cost was $737.27. I would just like to say, too, that I really appreciate the 4 first grade classes at Ridgewood. I was called over today at 1:00, and they donated, the kids and parents donated over 450 food items for the food pantry. And they also donated $450 for the food pantry fund, and that's where we buy our meat. And we get our meat stuff through that fund. And when it gets low, a lot of times we'll run down to Aldi's and spend a couple $100 just on canned goods to stock it back up. But I was invited over to school today at 1:00, and Mr. Lahr told me to bring the truck. I'm glad I did. But it'll be in the Beacon next week. 100 kids and me with the truck, full food. So you guys will see that next week.
All right.
Cool. Any questions?
All right, thank you.
Have a good night.
Solicitor Joel.
I'll talk about some stuff on in an executive session in a little bit, but otherwise, I have nothing to report.
That's a good segue. We will do an executive session to discuss personnel and litigation after the regular business meeting, and we've got most of that conducted. Village Administrator, Tammy.
Good evening. I just have a few things. Leaf pickup is over for the year. They collected 44 loads of leaves this year. And they're all ready with salt trucks, and the snow plows are on the trucks, so hopefully we don't use them too much this year. We had 2 meetings last week, one meeting. The one was Board of Zoning Appeals, met on December 4th to review 2 zoning appeals for height variances for 2 garages. The variances were granted, and BZA felt the ordinance should be changed to allow for taller accessory structures in R1 neighborhoods. Then the other meeting was buildings and property, which they will discuss. The committee chair will discuss that in more detail later in the meeting, but our main topic was the ordinance, building zoning ordinance, and updates to the building permit. And then I also last week met with Ohio Department of Natural Resources forestry expert for our region. He came and we toured the village and discussed trees and what kinds of trees are good for us to plant and where to plant, and gave me a nice lesson on tree maintenance and things like that. So we'll be looking further into that, and he can do a plan for us as a village as to where and when to plant and what to plant, and he will help me with the list of approved trees for curb lawns. If people want to put trees in curb lawns, they're smaller, and they it will update the list of trees then too based on his recommendations and ordinance committee too. So, and for now, that's it.
Okay. All right, thank you. Before we move into committee reports, Immediately following this meeting, the two new council members, Adam being one of those two, as well as the mayor-elect, will be sworn in. So if you want to stick around for that, that will be immediately following this meeting. We are going to have an executive session towards the end of the meeting, and when we go to that executive session, those who are visitors, we're going to open up the admin building so you can get in and out of the cold until we get that executive session taken care of. Okay, community committee reports, buildings and property.
Buildings and properties met on the 6th. As Tammy said, we discussed the variance that was granted by the Board of Zoning for Shannon Lawrence and Brian Carroll and Todd Schroyer, and we discussed raising the height of the recommended what we have now. We're not sure exactly how high. We were talking maybe 25 foot from ground to the peak. So other than that, that's about it right at the moment.
What are you looking at me for?
Community and business development.
Nothing tonight.
Community relations.
Nothing tonight.
Finance.
Finance met this evening, and as Amy said, we discussed the legislation that's on the table tonight to add funds for the police department furnace and to move funds in the sewer fund from administration to the collections fund. We also reviewed the cash summary report and went over the CD investments are doing really well. Real estate taxes this year didn't bring in as much as we had anticipated, but the municipal income tax brought in more than we had planned. That's it for me asking for cash summary approval.
Motion to approve the end of November cash summary.
Second.
Who seconded that?
Christy.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Fisher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bauer?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Okay, anything else?
That's it.
Okay, moving on. Fire dependency. Chris?
Nothing.
You guys have anything? Mm-mm. Ordinance?
Nothing this evening.
Park Board?
Okay, the Park Board met on November the 30th. The playground is done at the Waterworks Field, and it's ready to use, and we'll be planning a ribbon-cutting ceremony in the spring. Lighting will be our next project to work on over there. Tammy was telling us about a fitness court. It's an outdoor gym for community wellness. And it looked very, very interesting, so that's something we're going to look into. And also, the Appalachian Community Grant partnership with Jefferson County Soil and Water about building a trail around Plain Hill. So that's something that's being worked on and looked at. And I'm also checking into some benches for the Waterworks Field. And that's all.
Okay, Planning Commission.
I have a question real quick about those trails. The Revitalization Committee had presented that already, so I'm just confused. Why I don't want our two committees to clash.
Ask Tammy.
The Revitalization Committee had already talked about all the trails on Plain Hill, so I just don't want our two committees to clash with each other.
It was that plan that was given to
okay.
the... lead applicant, who is Jefferson County Soil and Water
okay.
Conservation District, and they're linking their project across
so expensive.
Several counties from Jefferson
okay. I mean,
clear
it could
over
be a couple
to,
years before we get them going.
We might be the end. Shaka might be the end. I don't have the information
okay.
in front of me, but
okay. I just wanted to make sure we were working on two different plans.
We're not.
Okay.
We had trails planned, and I had submitted that to him when he approached us about it. So
okay.
maybe trails and some other cool stuff. If we get the grant, you know. If not, then we can start looking for other ways to fund that.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay. Okay, planning commission local, Adam?
Nothing tonight.
County one?
Nothing.
Public safety?
Nothing this evening.
Public works?
Nothing this evening.
Nothing from records retention, nothing from mobile, take care of the legislature. Up for its third and final reading, ordinance 2023-55, an ordinance amending ordinance 2023-26, provide for the maintenance of any dilapidated structural or any unsanitary premise of noxious real estate, providing for eradication of nuisances, providing definitions, penalties, and providing for abatement. That's the third and final reading.
Motion to adopt ordinance 2023-55.
Second.
Bauer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fisher?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Okay, also up for its third and final reading, ordinance 2023-56, an ordinance establishing the 2024 pay and benefits schedule for the village of West Lafayette and repealing ordinances and resolution in conflict therewith. That's the third and final reading.
Motion to adopt ordinance 2023-56.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Also up for its third and final reading, ordinance 2023-57, 2024 permanent annual appropriations ordinance, an ordinance to make permanent appropriations for current expenses and expenditures of the village of West Lafayette, state of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2024. That's the third and final reading.
Motion to adopt ordinance 2023-57.
Get used to it, people.
Fisher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Up for its second reading, ordinance 2023-58, an ordinance establishing rules and regulations for the installation of photo traffic enforcement system within school zones and establishing penalties. That's the second reading. Up for second reading is resolution 2023-59, resolution authorizing the mayor and police chief to sign and execute all documents necessary with Blue Line Solutions, LLC. The second reading. This next carries the emergency clause and it's asked to be acted upon tonight. Resolution 2023-60, a resolution to amend the 2023 permanent appropriations ordinance 2022-68, adding funds.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for resolution 2023-60.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes. Motion to adopt 2023-60.
Second.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And this next one and the last one for the evening does contain the emergency clause, which you're asked to act upon. Resolution 2023-61, a resolution authorizing reallocation of appropriation from the Village of West Lafayette, Ohio, and declaring emergency.
Motion to suspend the rules and the three required readings for Resolution 2023-61.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Powell?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Motion.
Motion to adopt 2023-61.
Second.
Bauer?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
I don't have any other business to bring before council. Committee meetings, any committee meetings to be scheduled between now and next meeting, end of the year? Going once, going twice, done. Okay, I'd like to entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss personnel and litigation. All members of council, obviously, staying present, the village administrator, and the fiscal office. So I'll entertain that motion, and if and when we go, then Amy will go over and open up the admin building for the visitors. So.
Motion to go into executive session to discuss personnel and litigation with the fiscal officer, the village administrator, to stay.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fisher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Okay, it's 7:27 p.m. We are now off the record and we'll be entering an executive session. I'd ask all guests to please leave the building and go over to the village administration building. We'll let you back in as soon as